you know? No, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Before we start, we've got some very good news about Kate Save. We're going to just speak about Be Fit Food shortly. And we got a couple of shout-outs from MichaelChristianMenswear.com. But I wanted to ask you this before you lose your train of thought. Have you ever noticed, this is just a minor point in life, Don, when you go into a shop or a supermarket and there's a stack of papers or magazines for sale, do you notice that every person, almost every person, never takes the top copy?
Never takes them.
Never, yeah, do never they? Yep. I watched. Yep. I was in the supermarket waiting in a queue to get billed for the things I'd bought.
Yeah.
And they had a paper stand, and every person who came to the paper stand never took the top copy of the paper. They always took the second one.
Well, that's right. I remember that. At the news agency, you know, when the papers were sold, stacks of them were sold at the news agency. Yeah, everybody would come in, lift the top one, pick the bottom.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's all folded and matted on top.
I know,
because
2 minutes after reading it, it looks like an unfolded bed anyway.
Anyway, you don't get the folded. The top one...
But it always comes in a little bit creased. For 5 seconds, the top one, because someone else came and bought one, and the next person, they always lift the top one up and take the second one and do it with magazines. Why? It's an amazing thing, Don. Do they think it's contaminated? No. I just noticed that.
So what were you doing, just standing?
I was standing in line waiting to be served and for people to tick up. I hate...
Oh, you were actually supermarket shopping.
Supermarket
shopping, were you?
Yes, I was getting provisions.
I thought you'd be into that Kate Save food.
I was buying toiletries, Don. I wasn't buying food. I was buying toiletries at the supermarket.
Did you notice,
I have to explain what I was buying.
Well, did you notice that people are buying less toilet rolls now? Is that because of the economic situation we're going through at the moment?
No, I've never noticed that, Don.
Well, when you're standing there, just have a look and watch the people going by and how many toilet rolls. Usually they buy a stack of them, but I've watched them. They're only buying one or two. One or two rolls now.
As mentioned last week, Don, there was men. I've seen men in the women's section buying tampons. They're the trans people who just want to pretend they're women. Last week we said that woman.
You're being smart.
That woman bought that man.
You're attempting humour.
Last week, Don, I read out that a man who's a trans person has gone in to buy tampons because she wants the experience, or he wants the experience, of feeling what it's like to have your period. And he was going to coat the tampon with coconut oil and his bottom with it and stick the tampon up his bottom so he could get the experience of what it was like for a woman to have a period. I read that out last week. That was an item.
Listen, I know you're not into racing.
What?
I know you're not into racing, so just bear with me. But there's something...
Racing?
Horse racing.
Oh.
Just bear with me, will you?
Okay.
Because there is a little horse going around at the moment. It's called Giga Kick. Now listen to this.
I'm listening.
Giga Kick has won $9.6 million. It's a three-year-old. It's had 10 starts. It's been placed in 9 events. It comes out of an unfashionable stallion. They can't find the stallion now. It's probably over in Turkey breeding ponies. And its mother was 16 years old, which some people consider too old to breed with. Yet Giga Kick is the result. Admittedly, this horse won $6 million in the Everest, but it has got more stake money than Black Caviar.
Yes.
Now, Winx, to put it in, had 40-odd starts, 42, 44 starts. It weighed 26 or 23 million. And here is a horse that every time it starts, it picks up 950,000.
Okay.
950,000, isn't it?
Okay, Giga Kick, Don. Who owns it, or where does it come from?
Well, he comes from a man who lives in Mornington,
yeah,
who produces, I think, plumbing equipment. You know, his name is Munz. I think M-U-N-Z, and he's trained by Clayton Douglas.
I see. So,
Clayton has had two good horses so far. His first horse he sold for just over $1 million when it won its first two races, called Barocca.
Is this an indirect,
gone to Singapore.
Is this an indirect shout out?
No, it's not.
No.
No, I'm just telling you something that you might know about.
Okay, that's right. Oh, I'll tell you something you might know about.
And I also watched, talking about racing, I don't want you to upset me. I saw a race meeting on the weekend at Casterton. Casterton is a country town in Western Victoria.
I know, I've been
Victoria.
To the Casterton races.
Have you?
Mm.
Didn't Adam Lindsay Gordon, do you remember
him? I tell you who used to ride there, Peter Bakos. Remember his story about Peter Bakos and the horse bolting to the river?
That was down at Rosedale. He said, how fast does this horse go? Well, he said, we got in the ute and we went up to 30 mile an hour.
He used to train it by holding it in a string out the ute.
Yeah,
go on.
And it went 30 miles.
Go on, Casterton.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Go
I thought
ahead,
it was
then.
Stratford.
Well, go on.
It just kept going out through the river.
Go ahead with your story about
Casterton.
He didn't
teach it out of two. Anyway, they've got the live fences. They're called live fences. I don't know why they don't promote it. It's just like European steeplechasing. They've got hedged fences. They're called live hedges. They are actually grown on the course. They would have taken years to produce.
Yes.
They're beautifully sculptured fences. And the horses really do enjoy jumping these bush fences.
How do you know that?
Because I can see the way they jump.
They smile as they go over.
You can tell by their leap and the way they do it.
You can tell by their leap that the horses enjoy jumping over.
It's just like in Europe. I went to Europe and watched it in Ireland and also in England. Did not see a fall in Ireland. I watched a whole day of steeplechasing. I don't know where I was in some country, but they had live fences and it was really... Why they don't promote Casterton more is beyond me.
So you'd push back on the activists who claim that it's
cruel. I would make the fences different. Instead of having these ones that they wheel in, why don't they do it?
Live ones.
Yes, it's going to take a lot of work to grow them. The hedges take years, but at least the result will be there.
You can tell the horses enjoy it, Don, by looking at the way they
leap. Well, horses do, because when we take our show jumping, they like going cross-country and they just get invigorated.
I've seen you at the...
No, that was show jumping.
I
rode like a stick up my ass and all the rest of it.
No, a bottle.
A bottle up my ass.
Yeah, but...
What about a gerbil?
What's that, Don?
Would I ride...
What did you say then? What is wrong with you, man? You rode your horse like you had a gerbil up your ass. What are you talking about, man? I've been down and seen you do a little show jumping, and the height of the bar that your horse... a dog could step over the height.
Well, the horse was just starting off, you idiot.
Was a foot high, the bar.
Yeah, it was only starting off.
And you sitting there with your tunic on and your high heel, high polished boots, and your cap and your fucking whip and your you looked as though you had a fucking pineapple up your coat.
Hey, listen,
up and down.
56 years ago, I think it'll be this weekend. 56 week, two players made their debut at VFL level.
56 years ago.
56 years ago.
Oh wow. Okay.
And they both played against one another in this particular game.
Mm.
And they both went on and played 300 games.
Yep.
Played in premierships.
Yep.
Isn't that fascinating?
Do they have names?
Yes, they do.
Oh, she's like pulling teeth. Go on, who?
Francis Burke.
Yep.
And Don Scott.
I see. So
56 years
this
ago.
This is a self-promo for yourself.
Well, no, I just thought we'd add a bit of something into the...
56, what
56
year?
Years
what
ago.
Year, what year was that?
1967, round five, Hawthorn v Richmond, the MCG.
Well, there you are. And God, look at you now, sitting
picked
there
picked up
like
Neville Crowe in the back pocket and Francis Burke. Do you know where he started?
Sitting there like a raving...
Do you know where Francis Burke started? On the bench, 19th man.
Mm. Did he? No, I didn't know that, Don.
There's some. And both where did went you start? 300 games. Yep. I told you, back pocket on Neville Crowe.
Oh, I see. Yep. You did tell me that. Okay. Sorry. Well, well done. Don't Congratulations listen. For your Thank 56th you. Anniversary.
This week.
Well, good on you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something you might know? Seeing as you're telling me, Mick, how are you going over there? All right.
Sorry, I'm awake.
Yeah. It says here that laboratory grown meat substitute, you know, because people are trying to get rid of beef now, the activists and the vegans, laboratory grown meat substitute for hamburgers is 25 times worse for the climate than beef. Don't ask me how they quantify that. They've done a study on it. Laboratory-grown meat substitute. And they're talking about saving the planet. And I only mention this because there was a sign on someone's window. This was a picture. I saw this in the paper. It said, the sign said, and it had been attached, the neighbour had attached this to their neighbour's window. Could you please shut your side windows when cooking steak? We only eat plant-based food and the meat you cook makes us feel sick. They put that on the window of the people of the house next door. And the people in the house next door, do you know what they did? Do you know what they did, Don?
No, tell me, Johnny. I'm
Thank
riveted.
You. I was waiting for you to say that. They went and got all the people in the street to have an open-air barbecue in front of the people's house. They had a huge portable grill and they had steaks and sausages and hamburgers and they cooked a barbecue for the whole people in the street.
Really?
Mm.
Where was this?
That what?
Where was this?
This was just next to the volcano in Greece. No, this was over... This was over in Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
What?
Illinois. In America.
I hope I speak clearly.
Yes, I'm just astonished it happened in Illinois.
Where is Illinois?
Jeez.
In Chicago.
Is it? I thought it was a country.
Illinois?
Yeah.
You thought Illinois was a country.
We have a listener in Illinois.
Now, we got the shout-outs.
What about that soap that's supposed to be coming from America for me, Mick? Where is it?
It's on its way. We've got 11.
FedEx. Is it coming by FedEx?
FedEx. We've got 11 listeners in the USA who have made contact with me.
Hang on, have we done shout-outs yet?
I'm just going to do them, but do you know what we had great reaction to, Don?
No.
Who was the most interesting person we've spoken to, not any more interesting than any of the other guests, but because no one really knew of him or about him too much, and that was...
Yeah, I know, and your source is the man from Mount Gambier. He rang you up and praised you, didn't he?
No. Barney?
Yes.
Who are you talking about? Jim's mowing?
Yes, David Penman.
Jim, we had fantastic...
Barney said it was fantastic.
We had fantastic reaction to Jim Penman.
Oh!
Jim's mowing.
Fiona.
Jim's mowing. We had fantastic reaction because he had some great things to say about money and how to use it and how he started and what you should do with your kids and the rorting and the hoax of the government stopping his franchisees from working during the COVID restriction, all that stuff. He was transparent and so honest. He was fantastic. And you and I, Don, we subscribed. We are now members of Gymland. Remember, we had to apply to be a member of his constituency in Gymland, this mythical country that he started. We are members of Gymland.
What do we get?
We get because we went to the premium. Premium membership. Thank you, Don. We got we get a crown.
Oh, do we?
We get a crown, and we are now his subservient servants. We carry his train, on his robes, and we are in premium members.
So we're servants to Jim.
To Jim, Jimland.
Today, I don't know if I want to be a servant to him, beholding to him.
Well, it's a joke, Don. It's a joke. It's not real. But we are members of Gymland. I subscribed on your
Oh, behalf. So you've taken... Oh, have you?
Yeah, but I put you in. I told you I was going to do that. I told you while we were speaking to him on the line, I said that we will become members. So we're members of Gymland. And Jim's mowing... Not Jim's mowing. Jim's business called Gymland. Not Gymland. Jim's business. Jim Corporation. He is had fantastic reaction to him. Because not many people speak to Jim. And...
Well, nobody would know his name's David, would they?
Well, not many people would. No, they wouldn't. No, so here's a shout-out. Now, this is from, I don't know why Mick couldn't do this, but he's sitting here next to me, and you think we make... you say, oh, you make most of these up. Well, he doesn't make them up. Here's one here. Michael Christian... Hi, Michael. Just wanted to thank you for your fantastic customer service and delivery of the smartest Sam signed caps. It's greatly appreciated. Have a great weekend. Cheers, Keith.
That's Michael writing his own testimonies.
I did a good job.
Oh, I know. You typed them out. It took a lot of time. You've typed it out. It's bullshit.
You're saying he's made up about Keith? Yeah. Oh, well, then pointless reading any of them out, isn't it?
Oh, give us a laugh. There must be some others there.
Hi, Michael. This is from another person.
No, the same bloke, but it just goes on and on a bit. But
it's from the same bloke?
Same bloke, yeah.
What?
Hi, Michael. That would be awesome to get a shout-out if possible. Thanks very much for the offer. As mentioned, the signed caps are fantastic. It would be great to see maybe shirts featuring some of Don's great quotes and topics over the years.
Hang on. What does he want quotes signed on the cap, Mick? Some of my quotes on the...
Yeah, he wants some T-shirts made with...
Yeah, some of
what? Caricatures on them with you saying silly things.
Some of your ridiculous quotes like the Aboriginals have contributed this land by burning it to the ground every 7 months. God, you're mad. You cannot be serious, Lockup. What about Cedar Meats? You cannot be serious. Who's the doctor?
You remember Cedar Meats in COVID?
Yeah. This is from Keith in Madeley.
Where?
Madeley.
Where is that Madeley? Is anywhere near Illinois?
He said it's okay to read out his surname.
I didn't...
Hammond. Don't do that. This could be embarrassing.
Hammond. Keith Hammond.
No, don't do that. People will start flinging.
Does he got an organ?
Organ?
I just got that.
You wouldn't get that, Don. Keith Hammond.
Do you mean he'd have to be male, wouldn't
he? Do you reckon he's got an organ?
Yeah, he's male. Keith.
Called Keith Hammond. Hammond, do you reckon he's got an organ?
He might be the doctor.
Hang on, I'm going to get Don to get this if it kills me. Hammond, his name is. Do you reckon he's got an organ? Don. It's like speaking to the back of a handball court.
Read the rest of it. I'm waiting on the rest of it.
I've read it. Hammond organ. Have you ever heard that?
Hammond organs.
You know the bloke who dropped the letter in under the door? I didn't read out this... He said, this is what he said about you. He said, please be a bit nicer to Don or you may lose him. This is this man wrote this letter that put under the door.
Well, he's right.
Please be a bit nicer to Don or you may lose him. I know some of the things he says are boring to you, but he is spot on and speaks for the little people.
So you've gone through two blokes already, Rod Law and Mike Sheehan. You're in danger of losing. He's just warning you.
Have a listen to this.
You'll be doing this by yourself. Or maybe Mick can come over every Tuesday on the ferry.
Have a listen to this bit. He said, regarding Larry Perkins, there is much more to the bloke than we got from you on the podcast.
He said, we didn't do a good job.
He said, why don't you listen to... Then he quoted, why don't you listen to some other podcast where they interviewed Larry? This was a motor show podcast. We only interviewed Larry for the diverse and lateral and obscure things about Larry. He's told us that we could have got a lot more out of Larry and also we should listen to a podcast that interviewed him properly. That's about motor racing. There's this bloke who dropped
this
in.
I've said it before and I watched it again the other night. Where he came from last position at Bathurst, that was just sensational.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
I know he did, but I'm not into motor racing. But to watch that on YouTube...
That was one of the great starts to an interview. I said, we've got the great Larry Perkins here, and you said, Well, this will be good. I'm not interested in racing at all, motor racing. I know nothing about it. That made him feel good.
It's boring as shit.
Yeah, no, that made him feel... You said that. That made him feel great.
He'd think that show jumping was, but show jumping entertains me.
Now, I'm just getting Kate Save up. Where's Kate Save's...
I had a shout-out, Sam.
Go ahead, Mick.
I met this Dolly Bird. She's...
Now, hang on, Mick. You're coming off the top of your head here.
I always do.
Go ahead.
I think I've got this written down.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. It was her 74th birthday and she spotted me wearing the Smarter Sam cap in the Cataract Gorge when I was going for a walk and she said hello to me and...
Should she have been wary of you walking through the Catalytic Gorge with a hat on?
Catalytic?
Well,
catalytic.
That's what I usually go through the Cataract Gorge. But,
which Willow Gorge?
That's
Cataract.
Cataract Gorge. Mm. Is that in Launceston?
Yes.
Not the catalytic one. That's the thing that's in the motor of your car.
About 3 minutes from my place, but I walk through there every day. And anyway, it was Nora from Norlane, Sammy, and she said...
Geelong?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, truly. You'd be quite surprised.
She's walking a fair way, isn't she?
That's like Ray from Sun... That's like Ray of Sunshine. Nora from Norlane.
And she said to be remembered to Sammy, she said...
Do you know Nora?
She said 74,
she
is she?
74, she said she used
You're
to go
77.
To...
Hang on, wait for Hang this. On, Mick's gonna, this is going to be a gem. Go on. Come on, Mick. Mick's laughing at his own material. He knows what he's going to say.
Oh, yeah, it's got to
Come
be
on,
funny.
Mick. Nora from Norlane. Yeah, what about me?
I need some cheat sheets, I think.
Go on.
She said she used to go to every game at Catinia Park, she said.
And yep.
Every week, she said, not only were you best on the ground, she said you were even better off it.
Oh, Mick, that's pathetic.
That's not bullshit. I'm not making
Don't this you
up.
Remember Nora?
Yeah, I was that bitty.
When you were at the State Savings Bank in Geelong at the hospital there, fixing up nurses' deposits?
In those days, Don, I was that busy, I used to have to put a boy on.
She had a good set of headlights.
What's that, Mick?
She had a good set of headlights.
Mick, I can see how you lasted one night on Tasmanian radio.
I reckon you saw him on high beam.
And it was community radio too.
What, Mick?
I said, I reckon you saw him on high beam a few times.
You fucking... You ass.
I'm not making
Oh, no, shit.
Right, this is now Kate's...
I'd be watching anybody walking. What do you walk with that hat on, do you?
Can I
through the Learning Gorge or whatever it is, I'd be watching, giving you wide
Can I tell you about Kate Saved On?
Oh, how is she?
She's okay.
I had one of her meals last night. I had the cottage pie. Well, I couldn't be bothered cooking, so I just went and had one.
Well, can I tell you something? I know you think we make this up, but I wouldn't bother making this up. I had a person who was overweight, quite overweight, and I said, why don't you go on a campaign, for 3 weeks, try eating Kate Saves Be Fit food. He was considerably overweight. And I said, beside the food being very, very tasty, why don't you have a crack at it? He has lost. He has lost, I know. 3 weeks. How much do you reckon he's lost?
Well, the bloke in Ballarat lost...
3 weeks, this man. Maybe four he's
I
lost.
I think he lost 7 kilos
he's
in
lost,
four.
Well done.
This person in Ballarat...
This man's lost 12 kilograms in a month.
Bullshit.
Well...
Shit, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Hang on, that's stone, that's 2.2.
And he said...
That's 30 pounds. And that's nearly 2 stone, John.
And he said, beside it being very happy with the result, he said the food actually tastes great.
It does.
And so we're giving a shout-out to Kate because she has now taken over the business. Did you know that?
Yes, I know.
She is now the sole owner of Be Fit Foods.
Exactly, and I hope she does well.
And if there's a
it's
chance
a young
to...
young person having a go.
And if there's a chance to invest in Kate Saves Be Fit Food, you and I are going to invest in it.
Yep.
Not to make money, just to give her a start to get this on...
if we know of any young person, because this is what's happening in our society, is not enough young people, ambitious, and that is why Australia's going backwards.
There's a thing called, is it called CrowdStrike? Maybe I got that wrong. It's where you can, if you want to invest in something, and not with a view to...
Crowdfund?
I'm not sure what it's
where they put money in over the internet.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Crowd, what it's called. GoFund or something.
Any? No, it's not that. But so, anyhow, this is BeFit Food's latest offering, Don. And every time we mention the offering,
I don't know why she makes these offers, because the food stands by itself, I reckon. No,
but people have got to know about it. And if you mention the code SAS. Smarter Sam, she said there's quite a number of people mentioning the code, and that automatically gets you an extra 5% off. Now, let me just read this out. A 14-day Protein Plus program with an extra 50 grams of protein per day on sale now for 15% off. 15% off until Sunday. We are offering SAS customers, that's Smarter Sam. Not SAD, smart as Don.
Have they got to put a code or something in?
SAS.
Oh, is that all?
And they get SAS, they get it. And they get an extra 5% off. So beside the 15 she gives you off, if you put the SAS code in, you get 20% off. That's a fifth, isn't
she's,
it?
She's crazy. She's
a nice. Fifth.
I wouldn't do that.
So it's 20% off. This includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, two protein snacks per day, and a new two extra serves, and now a two extra serves of none of our probiotic protein booster for gut health that can be used pre and post gym workouts now too. And a friend of mine called Kathy, she has a business called Gut Fit. It's colonic irrigation, you know, where they stick a pipe up your bum. Plenty of people use that. It's called Gut Fit. And she is in Sandringham, a Gut Fit. And Kathy hasn't got any special things on offer. But I've been to Gut Fit where they put up. Have you ever had a colonic irrigation where they put a pipe up your bum?
Is it like a digital examination?
They clear all the shit out of you, Don. Oh. And I use that term advisedly. That is clinically.
Well, why wouldn't you just
evacuate your bowels?
Yes, well, normally.
Because this clears all the shit out of you.
Oh, God, come on.
Do you know who was a big advocate of Princess Diana? She used to have...
How do you know?
Oh, well, how do you think I know? Because it was in the tablets.
Did you Google it? Wikipedia or
you
something?
You can do all that if you wish. So Gut Fit, Kathy, she's a star. And
so you've been down there recently, have you?
Not recently. The first time I
where ever... Is that where you get the Botox as well?
No, the first time I... No, she doesn't...
She doesn't do Botox.
No, she puts... Instead of putting needles in your face, she puts a pipe up your bum. The first time I ever had it, my word, it's disconcerting.
What, you go through the roof?
What?
You go through the roof?
No, they lubricate the pipe, they stick up your bottom.
What, and then just turn the tap on?
That's exactly what they do.
Well,
and they fill you up with water.
It's not high pressure water.
No, it's not high pressure. They fill you up with water and you expel it out.
Where?
At your bottom, Don.
Oh, not out your
mouth.
Where
it comes out your nostrils. And if you want to have a look at all the action going past, you can look at the transparent pipe that takes all the crap that you
hang
is
on.
In
how
your
does
body.
That recycle? Where does it come out?
Comes out your
you
bottom.
You got the pipe up your bum.
Yes, and it
with the high pressure hose.
Not high pressure, Don. No, not.
So
high
it's
pressure.
Coming out your old fella. The what?
It's coming out your
well,
old
well, where's
fella.
It coming out? It's got to come out
it
somewhere.
It leaks out the side of the pipe where your bottom
oh,
is.
Oh, so it can't. Oh, that's impossible.
What?
You've got high pressure pipe up your
not
ass.
Not a high pressure. It just flows in gently, and then it just leaks out the sides, and and you can watch it all go down.
No,
the
I don't think I. What do you? How can you watch it if you're sitting on the table?
You
have
lie
to be
on the table like you're giving birth with your legs astride.
Oh, so you know how to give birth, do you?
Are you listening to this? Can you believe this? I say one thing. You lie on the table. Oh, you lie on the table, do you? You say, like you're giving birth. Oh, you've given birth, have you? What you done? What do you mean about giving birth?
Well, you're talking like you...
Do you not know how women give birth?
No.
Well, they lie with their legs open.
Do they?
And someone pulls the baby out from their groin.
I see.
Or their stomach, okay. Depending on
what,
which...
What, cesarean?
Well done, Don. Caesarean, a Caesar salad. Now, so anyhow, that's Kathy with Gut Fit. But Kate Saves Food's got a special on 20%. Holy mackerel, this is tiring. This is a Mick, isn't it?
Yeah, Mick. Yeah. Sorry, boss.
So I mentioned about I mentioned about the tremendous response we had to Jim's mowing, or not Jim's group. He was a star, and you are now part of his... Have you got any other things before we finish off here?
No, I need a break.
Pardon?
I need a break.
No, I'm going to just...
Here we go. We've got to go through your indulgence.
We've got to go through any topics, more topics we've had.
All you do is sit in your unit the whole week and write topics down.
Thank heavens, Don. Do you know what you've contributed today?
Nothing.
Gig along the horse.
Yeah, but you're not a worldly person. You just live in this little vacuum.
Do you know your great contribution? It was that the Aboriginal society have been here, have had tremendous value because they've burnt the land to the ground every 7 months to regenerate the forests. That was your great contribution today. Now, I want to ask you this finally. Now, this is a serious question. You know the team of the centuries, when you're in the team of the century for Hawthorn, and I'm in the team of the century for Geelong. That means, generally speaking, in the 100 years, the club's been going...
Yeah, we understand.
No, Don, please. Means that you are one of the best 18 players considered over 100 years. It's quite an honour. I want to ask you, do you think any of the people in the Hawthorn... I've got them here. The people in the Hawthorn team of the century would be usurped by... current players who've played for the last 20 years at Hawthorn. And then you'd... So, of the names that would be known at Hawthorn, there's people I've never heard of, but these are the people I have heard of. Ayres, Moore, Mew, Knights, Dipiodomenico, Edwards, Arthur, Brereton, Buchanara, Dunstall, Langford, Law, Simmons and Salmon. Do you think any players... in the last 20 years, because that's the start of this century, would have knocked those people out of Hawthorn's team of the century? You wouldn't have been knocked out because have there been any... Would Paul Salmon have knocked you out for a start because you got a job as a ruckman?
Actually, Hawthorn, it's good to play at Hawthorn because...
Hawthorn hasn't
had a decent ruckman.
Right, so that's my point.
Whereas you go to Essendon... they had a plethora of ruckman.
Plethora.
Mm. Plethora.
Do you know what plethora means? An overabundance of white corpuscles. Or might be red corpuscles. Don, do you think Paul Salmon got a job as a ruckman in the team of the century? Do you think he would have usurped you? Well, you wouldn't answer.
No, he played in the century and I usurped him.
Hmm? He was in the team of the century for Hawthorn. What did he get a job as? Ruckman.
The ruckman.
Where was he positioned, picked in the... On the bench, right. So you would rightfully still hold your place today, even though you had an extra 20 years of players to take you out of that... Right, I
agree.
It's
only that Hawthorn haven't had any decent ruckman.
So then Geelong. Would anyone have taken me out of the Geelong team of the century?
Nobody.
Nobody. Because I got a job as a ruckman.
Well, Jack Nora, Hawkins. Nora Jack Hawkins says you're the best player that's ever played at Geelong. Jack Hawkins,
so
that's, quote unquote.
So that's
the father of Tom.
It's quite an interesting topic of conversation to think of. Would any players who played for Geelong or any other team of the century in 20 years...
Johnny, they shouldn't have these teams of the century because football is played differently from one period to another. There's different periods, and to compare one player with this, you can't do it. And you shouldn't do it, and it's very subjective.
I know that, Don. It's a good topic of conversation.
That's all it is, and I don't like...
So when you have the top 50 Indigenous players and you have Nicky Winmar as number 7 as by
subjective.
But that is just... You cannot make that stuff up. Ahead of Graham Farmer.
Is the Big Fish the only AFL, VFL footballer to make two teams of the century?
Did he make Essendon?
Yes.
Hawthorn was on the interchange bench.
No, he made two teams of the century, and I think someone else did it too, didn't they?
We
could Google it.
Gary Dempsey.
It came up.
Did Dempsey do it at North or not?
That's a very good question, Don. If you knew how to Google things, you could look that up, but you know how you are inept. You are inept. You're a dullard.
Well, yeah, but if you had a better personality, we'd still have Rod Law here doing all that type of thing for us.
That question, Sam, came up in a trivia competition down in Lonnie.
Where's Lonnie?
Is this going to be another blue joke, Mick, to finish off on?
Well, I'll try my hardest.
Go on, give us one then. And this is MickChristianMenswear.com, who provides all the memorabilia.
I went down to the local pub. You've got to fit in with the boys down there. And they said, Mick, why don't you stay for the trivia night? And that question came up in the trivia night.
What question?
Has anyone played for two premiership? Or two team of the centuries.
Did Doug Wade get full forward for team of the century? No Dugdale did, didn't he?
Did Dugdale, yeah, I think, he did, or yeah. Blight or something.
Anyway, so I stayed for that trivia night, and I came in second, you know.
Pretty good
effort. I only missed out on the very last question.
You're sure
of the
you're
night.
Not being pushing yourself into the society down.
Well,
you
got to mix in with the boys and have a beer with the boys.
Now, Mick and Christian, I know this
I
is not...
I came in second. I only missed out on the last question of the night, Sammy.
What was it, Mick?
Where do girls mostly have the curliest hair? And apparently the correct answer was Africa.
Now, Mick, can I just... Listen, when you tell a joke, don't laugh at your own stuff. You just got to be poker-faced and
go
through. Let the people savour it.
Do you remember Sir Les Patterson? This is on Parkinson, was saying about how he met Jackie Collins, and she had a range of perfume she was promoting.
Oh no, you've done this one before.
No, I'm not telling it. This is what Sir Les Patterson said. He said to Michael Parkinson, and you know, Mike, he said, and I was speaking to Jackie, and I said, what do you put behind your, because she had a range of people. He said, Mike, Jackie, I asked her, what do you put behind your ears to attract men? And Mike Parker said, I'm not sure, Celeste. What? He said, her ankles.
Yeah, I thought it was
Don, okay.
Anyway, it's your birthday today.
What?
It's your 200th birthday.
Don, this is our... Well done, Mick, ChristianMenswear.com, up your bum. This is our 200th episode.
Yeah. Since is it really?
I tell you, no lie, Don. This is our 200th episode of you and I.
So we started...
And Mick Sheehan, who jumped ship after the...
We started on this date, did we? Today.
Oh, fuck me. It's like speaking to a fucking cricket. Don, this is our 200th episode. We didn't start on this day 200 weeks ago. This is our 200th episode, and we've been doing a two-hander for half of it. We were doing it with Mick Sheehan up until the great warding off of the Windmast saga when we got charged with vilification and Mick jumped ship. But this is our 200th, and if you divide 200 into the number of downloads we've had, we've have about 60 or 70,000 people a week listening to us.
And the other interesting thing is...
We make no money out of it.
You haven't missed an episode in all that... You have been on every episode...
Yes, do you know
every
why?
Every week...
Do you know
for
why?
For that 4 years, because I couldn't be...
Yes, no, because I say, Don, I can't come in next week. Could you do the show? No, I can't do it. I don't know how to work anything, including your brain. So we're signing off now. We're going to speak to someone that you've brought in, Don, and we'll introduce that.
At least the intelligence will be a little higher than yours.
Well,
what?
No, it's all right.
What, you're going to interrupt the music? This is Daddy Cool.